in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm gonna go ahead and let's do the department heads, Ms. Jennifer with the call of the library.
Okay. I just have a couple of things. I did wanna say we had a great parking market. They have not gotten the numbers back to me from that yet. But I wanna thank especially our chief and the fire department. They are so gracious. And, I mean, this guy out here in the hot sun, making sure, we had children waving signs. He was making sure they didn't get out and get run over and everything else. And, Jesse Battles had talked to us. He was here at one of the council meetings and he said he heard about it. When you have it, let me know. And he came and we put him to work hauling groceries out to people because they had some wonderful stuff, but it was really, by the time you got the two bags, it was heavy. So a lot of people that would, you know, some were on walkers and different things or older, and it was just great. He and then there was a group of children from Synergy Homeschool and they helped us last time. So this time they brought free lemonade and snacks and it was just a great day for the community. So I'll try to have those numbers when we come back again to let you know how many people were actually served. I did pass out a sheet to you guys, and this is a report on a safety ladder that we're looking at getting for the building. And so I wanted you to have time to look at that, see if you had any questions. I tried to cover everything in here, but if there's anything you wanna ask about it, there is paperwork turned in because it is in the historic district, so we'll that will be presented. We've got that turned in today, and it's just an issue that we weren't aware of.
Right.
And
it's actually the one that did the stairs, correct?
That has given the quote.
That has given the quote.
Yes. And so we feel really good about him doing the work, making it look good. He can build them, he can install them, and if we have anything we ever have to call him about, we can. So we like using somebody local. He's from Fort Payne. So, but if there's anything you want to ask about that, it's in the process.
Good. I mean, you talked about it. We need it.
Well, and sometimes you don't realize you need something until somebody brings it up and you're like, wow. But yes, it'll be a great addition to the building for anybody, our building inspector, any repairman, anybody that needs to access that roof. I might even get up there and see what it looks like. I've never been up there. But it will be a nice, a much needed safety feature. So we thank y'all for everything.
Thank you. Chief Morales.
So, a couple things. I had Christy Carr, she turned in her resignation. Friday the 14th was her last day. She, with dispatch closing, she found another job. We have Sarah Edwards, who has been filling in as needed. She said she would fill in till dispatch gets closed down. We will be looking for another officer. We'll be posting that here soon. And there's another thing I want to talk about. The new truck is actually getting upfitted. And with that comes, we'll be needing radios. Whether we kept dispatch or not, we would be needing in-car radios. Got a quote for a new in-car radio. Its total is about $5,800. It is a dual band, so it'll be digital and analog, so it would work with whatever frequency. Pretty good price compared to, it's a tape brand. Motorola's are probably starting around $10,000. So this kinda is a better alternative. Like I said, I got the quote. He said he'd be willing to come down here if we get approved and install on the new truck for $150. And that's included in the price that he gave.
Well, we've gotta have it. And that's a real good price.
That's on the need.
Well,
We'll need five total, one for each patrol car, but we can just do the new truck first and then just slowly upgrade them as needed, just kind of spread. spread it out a little bit.
So one is $5,800.
Yes, sir. And that, compared to Motorola, which I had talked to them before, they had given me just a rough estimate about $10,000.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, we just got, seems like yesterday we got Motorola's. Just seems like yesterday, I mean, I know it was.
Where did I miss that? We don't have radios already to be covered.
We do.
We did.
Yes, ma'am.
So what are.
So with a new, yes, in the sense that everybody is going to the new towers. The radios we have are not compatible for the new radios or the new towers, so we would have to get new ones. And what I found out was we have 3 radios that are actually borrowed from DeKalb County. So we would, you know, I wasn't aware of that, but I was told that. So whenever we replace radios, we'd have to give those back to DeKalb County.
If, well, not, because I don't know when we'll buy these trucks. I think it's safe. They'll get a better price to buy 5, but in 2 years, they might not be off. But who knows?
Oh, yes.
But we need a motion of something.
I'd like that motion.
To buy this truck ready.
I'll say.
Second.
Mm-hmm. We got a motion and a second. Any more discussion on this?
How many are we doing? Just one. Okay.
I demoed the handheld on these radios and brought this guy's attention to Ray, and we sat down and talked with him a couple of hours, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's a very good quote.
Yes, sir. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
What kind did you say this was?
It's a Tape, is the brand.
Tape?
Tape.
T-A-T-E.
T-A-I-T-E.
It's a spinoff of Harris. When the county started this P25 system, Harris came in, gave quotes. Motorola came in, gave quotes, and Kenwood came in and gave quotes. And Tape is a spinoff of Harris, which is a very good radio brand.
No, that's all I have.
Thank you. You're doing a great job, too.
Thank you.
We get a lot of compliments. So. When they ain't grabbing the police, that's good.
That's what he did at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Well, right at 4 o'clock.
He didn't get your parking place, did he?
No, but I come to find out it was Andy Brown's fault that happened. I got to get him. But he went out to, somebody needed their garbage can. And Morgan, our little pregnant Morgan that's due anytime, was about to head outside to go get a garbage can from the street department. And he started his way out there, and the garbage can that we were going to give him was full. And then he went to another one. The wheels were broken, so we came back to the full can, and him and the guy that came to pick it up dumped it in the dumpster, the garbage that was in it. And they took that can so they could have their garbage. So.
Maintenance
tape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he changes bulbs too.
Fire chief, Mr. Bowler.
Don't have really nothing to report on the fire station. I do want to bring up, we do have a new business owner at the funeral home.
I was about to. Go ahead.
Myself and Ray done the first position with them yesterday for. One of our older dispatchers that passed, Harold Riggs, and a very, very good funeral. I say it ain't much good about a funeral, but I felt like it went really, really well organized. And
Raceville Funeral Home purchased.
Yeah.
Raceville Funeral Home.
Yeah.
Raceville.
Like a guy with Chandler.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Chandler. Yeah, Chandler.
Already it went some good.
I understand they've got several.
It is just
like this is the fifth.
say something about the library?
Everything's lined up. The singer, the firework, and the DJ.
Have we set a time that we're gonna actually start the whole?
I haven't actually set an official time.
Did you tell that guy what time the,
I've talked with the DJ and the singer, 5:30, 6 o'clock, get started.
Okay.
I think we need to publicize it.
Six.
Six.
Yeah.
And then, well, that'll be picked.
Fireworks at dark.
Fireworks about 8:15.
Dark.
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 Yeah, that gives us a good open.
What do we need to do, about getting this on the radio announced? About the, like, the.
Email it to Jerry.
Okay.
And I can give you the email. It's not Jerry Baker ad, it's Weiss Radio ad, not Jerry Baker.
Yeah, I have, yes, okay, will do.
Maybe a Facebook,
You can send it to the papers, I mean, they'll publish it, great. I think you can just probably email that as well.
It's supposed to be in that tourist magazine also.
Right.
They told me to put it in there.
And the, you know, that guy, local events.
I'm gonna cook 500 hot dogs.
And then everybody.
We can go out home today.
Yeah.
Up there, everybody's up there.
Around 500 hot dogs.
And then we set it up for everybody to come through and, get it.
I'm glad you brought that up. Week prior, I'll get the hot dogs, drink, and everything. That'll probably be delivered to the fire station on Friday.
And the packs of, you know, condiments.
DJs.
I'll get all that over week prior.
So what time will you start cooking?
I'm gonna start around 4:00.
About 4:00?
Yeah, 3:30, but it'll take a while to cook, 500.
Yeah.
You know, last year I'd get a big bottle of figs, and they'd never carry them down there, and I'd get back, and you gotta hurry. They go that quick, so.
We give these out this time, let's sort of keep track of.
Well, it's kinda hard, you know, you don't wanna tell somebody you can't have another hot dog. I mean, you feel bad to do that, but.
They all have evidently 12 kids out there in the car.
Well, a lot of people, I think, had hot dogs all week.
Yeah.
Two, I think they had hot dogs.
Well, that's fine, if the second go around, the first go around, these people are saying, that are kids. But anyhow, that's beside the point. And I just hope the weather's good, cause, last year was, it was a good one. Everybody enjoyed it, great fireworks show, and I'm really looking forward this year, cause we're gonna have more fireworks. And, the guy that's singing the national anthem, I'm telling y'all.
Wow.
It'll get your attention. So, what's his name? Boy, I'm trying to think,
DK Solomon.
He's a Solomon.
Solomon, yes, Solomon.
Yeah, he can go. Anyhow, is that all, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Okay, number five, mayor's report. Last week, Janet calls me in the, over here at the theater. They're putting in new theater seats, so they're selling those chairs. And, we need to replace a bunch of chairs at the armory, cause when we have a big event, we still have to use some metal chairs, so, I called and the city bought 50. Now, there's 20 bucks a piece, about $1,000, so, and they're really, really good chairs. They're probably $40, $50, $60 chairs, so. Anyhow, and my understanding, I think sold in about 30 minutes. So I'm glad you called, Jenny. I didn't really have time to call everybody, but, and the guys that done got them, and we done put them at the armory, but I think we ain't paid for them yet, but I ain't seen the bill of you.
And I asked them to send the invoice, and or will do one market.
They know what we're at.
Yeah.
Also, I had on Labor Day, over the baseball field, the new field, they're still waiting on the outfield out there to dry, between the railroad tracks and the back to the field because we gotta put that big heavy crane to set the light pole. And so I'm hoping back to this week, maybe 103, maybe they dried up and get them up.
And when will they start leveling some of those piles of dirt out there?
When they get them poles out of the way.
I wonder if they'll be better if that was just.
Right.
That might not be paid.
Right now, it's not set up to be paid. I'm hoping Vulcan lays a bunch of material over there. And that's good stuff, ground up asphalt. But right now, we don't have it set up to do, but I mean, that ain't nothing to set it up.
Yeah, I said the other one, none of the rest of them are, but it's not right, so.
We hired Daniel Mann, he starts tomorrow, he'll be in the street crew. And I hired Danny Warren, he'll be a part-time CDL, garbage truck driver, he's got his CDL. He worked for the company that had the county, done it for the county for so many years, he's acted the boss for them. And he actually run this route here, so the training part for him won't be a whole lot. But he'll just be part-time, and he'll help, like, if somebody ain't paid their bills and stuff, we'll go pick them cans up, he can do that. Or if somebody new comes on, he can carry the cans for them, so. Seems like a very nice guy, and like I said, he's a boss of that company. And he, like, what did he say, 2 weeks, I think he said about 2 weeks. All their tests came back, they're good to go. Kevin McRae, we're still waiting on a doctor's clearance on him from that four-wheeler wreck. So he, once we get him here, then we're full manned again. And so I know Jake Bird has really stepped up, done an excellent job. He really didn't want it, be the boss, but.
We told him he
had to. We can meet you both and so he, but he's really done a good job.
He really does.
I think that's all I've got in the mayor's report.
Have you mentioned Stewart and all the, Herschel, I mean, Herschel?
No, I haven't.
We have someone that walks every single morning and he has, he asked the mayor how what does he need to do, and how he'd be glad to help pick up. So now he has his bucket, his pinchers, and his vest. Yes, and he's going around and picking up one side of town while rats on the other side, or rats on the other side.
Wow.
We do appreciate it.
No, Herschel.
Stewart.
It is.
He retired. Shooting for this, but I'll need y'all's information, and you've got a form in the back of your packet to fill out, and or you can bring a deposit slip, and I can just get the information off of it. But like I said, it'll be October. I've still got some things to do to get the system set up to where we can start having direct deposit. And and I have pictures. I don't know what all Mr. Andrew has with him.
Number seven.
Yeah.
Larry Chandler, my lovely wife. Mr. Andrew Vaughn discussed the Christmas lights outlining the Creekside Plaza, library, and the caboose. Y'all were up.
That's not a year.
Thank you for letting us be here. I was too late last time. My husband said I was too late to get on the thing last time. So thank y'all and
well,
Andrew.
Well,
I'm just kidding, Weedy.
Okay.
Try to be real quiet like you told me to. But I met Andrew, actually, I know you won't believe this, right? I'm scrolling across Facebook, it popped up. And you know me, my favorite time of year is Christmas. But he, I contacted him and came up first for my house, and then I got to talk to him. I said, well, just go give us a price on this and this. So he's going to talk to you. And we met with Jennifer, and we can just do a little bit at a time, and he's going to give you some things and talk to you about it. And he started out with lawn care, and then they started doing Christmas lights. So anyway, I'm gonna let him just turn it over to him, and then he can give you the information. If you had any questions, I thought he could answer them.
Yeah. So it looks like you have some pictures. I printed off a couple packets here. There's three of them. I ran out of ink. I apologize. There's one. I'll share that. I'll go through basically just the nuts and bolts of it all. Of course, if you have questions, happy to answer them. We did quote the library, Creekside, and the train caboose. There's pictures there. I think I've seen a couple of larger ones printed out. And then basically the fourth and fifth page is just kind of the overhaul of everything we'll do. Everything that we install is professional grade. It's nothing from like a big box store. It all comes from a supplier. It's large C9 Christmas lights. If you've ever passed like Chick-fil-A at Christmas time or anything like that, so it's the big bulbs you see. Happy if I need to, like, I guess take a picture of one and let you see one up close. But the color that we chose is white. Certainly we can change the colors if we need to a different color. There's several different options. But what I put is white. It wouldn't change the price if you chose something different. If you said, hey, I want to do red and white, or you know, all blue, or whatever the case may be. There's 100% warranty. We 100% warranty all of it, and that's for the lifetime of them. That's day one, year five, year 112, when I won't be here. That's for all clips, lights, plugs, everything. There is no gray with that whatsoever. If something falls down, all you gotta do is send me text message, give me a call, say, hey, a strand fell, a lot fell, something like that. Sometimes it does happen with some heavy rains or a bird hits or something like that. It's not common, but it does happen. We come out within 48 hours and fix it. I say 48 hours because if you call me on Saturday, I'm not coming Sunday. I'll come Monday, but you know, usually it's the next morning that we come fix whatever's out there. So the price is reflected here. I'll explain a little bit about that. That is the first year price, and it is a little elevated, as you see, higher than the second year and beyond. That second year and beyond is locked, unless you make changes. So unless you say, hey, I want to add another building, or I want to do XYZ. That is good from now to the end of time. There's no upwards of inflation or this, that, and the other, or whatever the case may be. I think that's about it. I think there's pre-lit wreaths that's on the library. You can see those in the windows. I think there's total five, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, five. And then the train caboose. There is, that's pre-lit garland without handrails. There is a wreath in there, but I couldn't get it in the picture to make it sit right. As hard as I tried, and I finally gave up. So just know that there's one there too. And then that's pretty much about it. So
is this the same look like Fort Payne has 24/7?
Yes. It will be the same big lights like that, same warm white light. It's not that clear LED that you see like in newer headlights and cars.
Did you come in, you put them up, and you take them down?
Yeah, so we install, because of the demand that we service all the way from Huntsville. We're a lawn care and landscape company by trade. We just do Christmas lights in the wintertime. We service all the way up to Huntsville, doing commercial and residential there, all the way down to the Talon. So we start putting them up in October. You don't have to turn them on in October. We have people that will, you know, they can't wait to have them turned on. But we will put them up in October, maybe first of November, sometime in that area, and then we'll keep them up the length of what you tell me. We will have them down by January 31st. Some people are saying, I can't wait to get them off my house come January 2nd. And some people want us to wait to the last person. So whenever you say, hey, I want these off by this time, we'll fulfill that obligation.
This, do we have to sign a 3-year contract or anything?
No, there's no obligation to sign any sort of contract whatsoever.
I didn't do that. I couldn't remember what was the
next. Right. There are certain, we do have certain clientele that we do have signed contracts. Based on specific requests that they have made, or anything like that. We just signed a very, very large one, a 5-figure one that I made them sign a 5-year contract. They didn't hesitate in doing that. I gave them kind of a price break up front, so we can kind of recover it up front. That is another thing I will point out. We did get a price increase September 1st. It was 11% higher than what we paid last year. This is 2025 pricing. So that does not reflect the 11% increase we just got. So, like I said, the price goes down the second year and it's locked unless you make changes to anything that we have sitting in front of you.
And do you store them during the year?
Yes. That price includes us installing or constructing, installing, removing, and storing them for you until the following year. And then, like I said, if you want to make changes, you can. And if not, then we just throw them right back up. And it is a lease option. It is not, you know, we don't sell them to you or anything like that. There is no contract. If you decide you don't want to do it next year, you don't want to do it 22 years from now. It doesn't matter. There is no, you know, have to do that.
And tell them how you operate them. Like,
that's what I was about to ask. How do we turn them on?
So,
I mean, yes.
You're right. So we do have various methods to turn them on. What I have quoted here, two of the facilities, Creekside and the library, I believe will work off a Wi-Fi timer. I will put a Wi-Fi timer into somewhere here in the building. I hadn't quite figured it out. Creekside, there are exterior plugs there. For safety, I say safety, for the kid that runs by and goes, huh, and unplugs something, I would love to put it inside. It connects to Wi-Fi. It's a simple app. You can put the whole schedule on there and say, hey, I want this to come on at X time, go off at X time. But if you ever want to just turn it on all day long, there's a simple button that says on off, and it's controlled from an app.
We had something special, like the Christmas parade, we weren't for something we wanted to stay on longer earlier.
Right. Yeah, you can turn them on any point in time. The only thing I don't think this will apply to will be the caboose. That will be a digital clock that I will set for, you know, X time that you tell me. And if you want it to turn off at X time, I will set that and handle that. I actually found an outlet in the streetlight. And so we'll run it to the streetlight, we'll plug it there. That's been my only concern is if somebody just comes by and unplugs it. Or runs off with it. I hope that don't happen. But we're fingers crossed. But yeah, we'll do, that's the only one that won't apply because I don't think Wi-Fi will reach out to the caboose. But if it does, we can put that on the plug as well.
So you're saying we need to add 11% to this
$38.90? No. I did not give you, because you guys contacted me before I got that increase, I honored that number from last year. I did not pass along that 11% increase.
So the Wi-Fi from the library wouldn't reach the caboose?
I don't know. I didn't check it, to be honest with you. It was really hot. and there was a lot going on. So I didn't check to see if it was. We do have to have, I believe it's between a 60 and 80 bandwidth to get out there. To put that in perspective, most places, like if I hooked up to the Wi-Fi inside this building, I'm probably going to lose that bandwidth by the time I get maybe across the road. I don't think it will reach there. Certainly, I'll try it if it doesn't. My only concern about that is if it reaches one day but then the wind blows wrong the next day, it doesn't reach, you lose connectivity there. But if that plug is somewhere inside the building or very, very close, I think we did close to 40 of them last year. I lost connection one time on one property. I went back out, fixed it, reset it, and it was good the rest of the year.
I thought it would be more than this. I'll just be honest with you.
I was very generous.
Well, I didn't add our house to it.
Yeah. Well, I hope you did not.
There's a separate envelope for that.
I'll be home for Christmas.
We need to start investigating.
I think if we can't do all of it, maybe the state club might can help with Caboose. We're trying to do the Caboose as a project. Rat's working on trying to get some stuff for us too, because we want to get it painted, and the state club's interested in that.
Yeah.
But
I'm in Pennsylvania now.
But I just think that's such a pretty place. Everything's pretty, but we can even, do some more. And I know a lot of it's down here at the traffic light, but that Caboose fixed up, pictures, and then a lot of people use the library for Christmas parties, so that's why I picked the library, just kind of start with. And then it's dark over at Creekside Plaza, and I thought that would just brighten that up. And he did check the plugins out there, do you remember that? Told me to tell him that it was not covered, but it was, do you remember what?
Yes, the far one on Creekside didn't have an exterior cover door on it, and I didn't want water to get in it. But I think the one on the far right, forgive me, I don't know the name of the cafe restaurant that's there.
Caroline.
It did have one, and it would work there. I would really like to put it inside if possible. It's not a necessity. These plugs are fairly expensive. They're about $100 a pop.
She would not mind. She would love
it. Just because if someone walks up and number one unplugs that I've got to drive, because we're based out of Albertville, so 30, 40 minute drive down here to reset something, and then hopefully no one takes it, but it never stops. But yeah, so there's that.
What's y'all's thinking?
Well, he said if y'all need to talk more, but he will need to know.
I do have to, so I do get some pricing breaks if I buy in bulk. We did do a Christmas in July special where we ran things and we signed up new folks. Then we have the returning customers. I would love, especially since I didn't pass along the increase that we got, I would love to be able to have that done before. So I don't have to go buy it individual. I can buy it in bulk, because I do get a little bit of a price break on shipping and things of that nature. I think I have to have that in by first September sometime.
Our next meeting will be Tuesday, September the 8th.
That's probably around the area, so I think we'd be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You shut down.
My shoulder
right here. Yeah.
What kind of changes
are
we
going to
make between now and then to
vote on?
Is that a motion?
We ain't. This is unless you want another building or.
Okay.
All right, so let me ask. All right, we do know about the first year's price here and the second year price.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, if we were to agree on this tonight,
mm-hmm.
and go with the first year price, do we need to make a decision about the second year, or you just.
No, you don't have to. So the way that typically operates is I reach out and say, hey, are you interested in doing this again? Most people, by the time you accrue the first year cost, they don't even bat an eye at the second year. And so as long as I had some sort of vote of confidence by, it could be October, because we've already got them constructed and everything else. It's just a matter of filling back up there. The only way that price changes year two is if you say, hey, we want to add more buildings. Like if you said, I want to add this building or, the police station or fire station, wherever you wanted to, that would change the second year price.
And you would turn them on by what dates? The range, not exactly.
So you know, it varies from customer to customer, to be completely honest with you. Some folks are saying, I will turn these things on the day you put them on. We are doing one for Shepherd's Cove in Albertville, the hospice there. We just signed them last week. They have a hard day that we have to turn them on. It's somewhere around Thanksgiving. We're actually doing two sets for them. We're doing purple for hospice month. Mm-hmm. So we're doing one full set for 3 weeks, taking them down. And then the other one, I think, is like November 23rd. We are doing some stuff for the city of Albertville. They have a tree lighting parade, something that they're wanting to do. Don't know the date of that, but we'll you know, oblige them as well.
And the third year and the fourth year would be the same as the second.
Yes, sir. We would put them up, you know, sometime October, November, and then we would keep them up, you know, through the month of January, but we would guarantee having them down by the 31st of January.
I did tell him that we have our Christmas tree lighting Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving. So I thought it would be neat to light it all up.
We would want them on by then. I mean.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. Miss Jenna wouldn't care when you took hers off. She's been known to me for a tree up.
We find that
We can make it work.
We do find that commercial properties and entity cities and things like that, they do want them up as long as we can get them up. Just because it gives an extra character, you know, addition to everything.
I have a question. Like, the city of Fort Payne, they have them all up and they leave them on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the deal with that? I mean, is that a lot of wear and tear?
It is. These lots are... They very well may. These lots are rated for 10,000 hours. I've seen them blow, you know, we've had two or three blow after two minutes, and then, you know, we haven't had any that have reached the 10,000 hour mark, but that's what they're rated for from the supplier. That's why we warranty everything. So year two, we check everything and replace whatever is out there and things like that. There are options for permanent. But it is considerably more. Full transparency, we're looking, you know, in the $7 or so linear footage here. Permanent, you're looking anywhere between $25 to $35 a foot because of the cost difference.
Do we have a motion?
You've got a motion, but Bobby, go ahead.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Don't care. So go ahead and get them up. Well, I'm on my
drive.
Red, white, blue, though.
Yeah.
Then we'll come back.
Do y'all agree with the white lines? I just like the white lines. Yes. I'm sorry. It just looks so.
I like the white.
Yeah. The
yeah.
Little classic
tie on them. Yeah, it'll look really good. Looks solid.
Just long we don't have all blue. We had a blue Christmas tree 1 year and had a blue tree.
Don't worry, Bobby. We're not going to be blue.
Yeah, no blue.
But hey, thank you.
Absolutely.
I think it looked good. And I think it was a project.
Right.
Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. It was fairly warm. You grabbed a weed or went right at it. Yeah. So that was,
I didn't check up. I know. I was sweating.
I know. If you ever did a part-time job with Myron. So.
I've got too many part-time jobs. But I do appreciate it. Bring in and you get the paperwork to your hair and all, and we'll go at it.
Okay, fantastic.
Hey, we'll do the thank you, though.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
If y'all need any personal house lights, y'all need to call it.
That sounds typical.
We're going to get ours done, so you're going to need
it. It would look really bad.
Mm-hmm. We might have cookies and taco at the mayor's house.
That's great. You're right there, Eddie.
I can give you my number.
Give me a price on that shop too.
Of course. That shop's important. When it burned, the whole town was in grief.
Bobby does a good job.
Yeah, Bobby does a good job.
And do you mind if I use that as?
Okay.
Sounds good. See if it comes to me.
Should be there. It might take seconds.
Oh yeah. To
send. Yeah.
4450. Oh, thank you very much.
Done. Yeah, that's yours.